The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
This is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I have Rita Kinney. She is with Motility MLK. Do you add the MLK onto the...
I do most of the time, just because it's become kind of the trademark of the business.
Well, I'm excited to have Rita here to talk about prosthetics and what they're doing here in Hot Springs. So, Rita, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what you're doing. I know it's you and your husband, Michael, who own the store. Would you even call it a store? Like, what is that?
We call it a facility.
Okay.
So it's not quite a clinic, but it's kind of more along the lines of a clinic.
Okay.
Typically it's referred to as a facility.
Okay. So just give us a little information about what you guys are doing there.
So we moved here in 2015 and opened up Motility MLK Prosthetics. And Michael had been doing it for many years prior to that in Nixon, Missouri. And then we met, my late husband had passed away, and we met, and I moved out to New York. I was working for a New York company, and he ended up selling his practice in Nixa and moved out with me. And after a year out there of having a lot of fun, we decided we had to leave New York to go someplace more practical. And my sister lives here in town. So we picked Hot Springs. I had lived here years ago.
Okay.
When I was in my 20s, worked at the Arlington in public relations.
Oh, wow.
And so it was kind of a coming home place. So we opened up the practice here. And we soon found that there was a lot of other practices in town. So we had to kind of carve out our own niche. And so things kind of evolved out of that. It was a new industry for me, so I'm a licensed counselor and had worked in an engineering, radio frequency engineering company for 24 years. So when I speak to prosthetics, I'm able to speak to it kind of as an outsider learned, what's important, what's not, how other people perceive it, how to talk to other people about it who don't know about it. So it's not something that I was kind of... really familiar with until the last 7 years.
And Michael, your husband, comes from a very different perspective, right?
Right. So Michael was a wrestler up in South Dakota, had a full ride scholarship for wrestling to Iowa State when he got his first motorcycle, and within the first week of the motorcycle had a bad crash and lost his leg to the motorcycle accident. So he ended up going to Texas and was working in the oil field. And end up with a full ride scholarship to Texas A&M. And so he was going to engineering school there. He was about 19 years old at that point when he realized he needed a new prosthesis. And the cost back then was about $10,000 for a prosthesis, and he was like, how am I ever going to pay for that? So he was home in South Dakota for a holiday and got to talking to one of the practitioners up there in South Dakota, and he said, hey, come in on the weekends. Let me teach you how to build your own prosthetic leg.
Oh, cool.
And as a result of that, the practitioner up in South Dakota said, you just need to change. You know, you need to go into this industry with your engineering and your experiences. So he ended up going to Minnesota to the university there become a certified prosthetist.
Isn't that amazing how people come into your lives and, right, mm-hmm. that change of course.
Well, Michael will often say that to people that, there was two paths laid out for him. And he was kind of a wild, wrestling, running hard kid.
Teenager.
Running really hard. And this kind of really guided him. And so he was top in his class in school, and he just really naturally understood it because he was walking on a prosthesis.
Right. And he had this engineering as well.
Right, correct. So, yes, so the combination of experience and technical skill worked really well for him. And he just has a real passion for people in that, you know, other amputees.
Absolutely.
He really feels it for them.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like there's got to be something there about whenever you think about someone who's, you know, been on that path, and you maybe have just been in an accident, and you know you're going through this process. I just can't imagine how comforting it is for people to have someone like him who gets it, right? He's literally been there.
When people are asked one of the things that they fear the most in life, one of the top things they say is the loss of a limb.
Wow.
You know, to them that seems like it's incomprehensible. How do I live without a limb?
Right.
And so when they see him walk into the room, or they come into our facility and they see him, and he's just got a real vibrant personality, immediately they know that life isn't over. That there is life beyond this, that we can continue living a full, rich life.
And not only is it not over, it's probably richer and more meaningful because of what happened.
Yeah, I mean, as a counselor, and we both know because we're both right. in the industry.
Yeah, so you're actually a licensed professional counselor, which I think is fabulous.
Correct.
As part of what you're doing as well. Mm-hmm. That's got to be incredibly helpful.
It just gives you insight, and like with you, with your, you know, your skills in the field as well, you know that nobody chooses a path of suffering, you know, mm-hmm. to deepen our lives, to go into a different understanding. We all would love to live a superficial, carefree life in a way, you know, and these type of things do drive us into a deeper relationship with ourselves and with others.
I like that you use that word superficial. And it's not to downplay someone. I think we look at other people and we think, oh, they have this perfect life.
Right.
You know, it's like we almost kind of think that that's what our lives are supposed to be like.
Right.
But in reality, we all struggle. Even those people, we as counselors know,
even
those people that you think have it all together. You know, we're all struggling about things,
mm-hmm.
but it's through our challenges
mm-hmm.
and through these difficult times that our characters are built. I always say the power is in the doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for him, I'm sure that, at such a young age, I can't imagine how difficult that would be, you know, being athletic and, you know, I'm sure it was a struggle. And he's
yes.
got to be so mentally stronger now for having made it through that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, so when he lost his leg, back in the 80s, basically they wanted you to wait a year before you received a prosthesis. So he had to go a whole year basically on crutches or wheelchair. Now, he had a good network of buddies, mm-hmm. friends from wrestling in his hometown, and he has stayed in touch with those friends all these years. We go see him periodically. And May will tell hilarious stories of how they would go pick him up and make him get in the truck and go cruising
yeah.
with them.
Yeah.
They'd put him in a wheelbarrow and wheel him, sneak him into races and just
yeah.
kind of crazy things that boys do. And that was very beneficial. They would not let him sink into despair or depression, you know.
Yeah. Again, it's always bad. We're such humans. On every podcast, I think I talk about this, but we're such social creatures.
Yes.
You know, we really need that support. So it sounds like people around a person who perhaps is going through an accident like this, they need to surround them, right, and be that support for them.
Yeah, I keep thinking of a patient that we've just last week finished, gave a second prosthesis to. So he's... a little older in the sense of about 60s, you know, and lost a leg above the knee and below the knee, and he's given me permission to talk about him.
Wonderful.
And he has the most delightful wife, and it's a lot of work, you know, and so mm-hmm. She and I share this, that it's a lot of work sometimes to live with amputees, and he's bilateral, both legs.
Mm-hmm.
And but the relationship that they have together mm-hmm. is so beautiful to watch. and the friendship and family that have gathered around them has made a huge difference.
Yeah, it's the going through the stuff, right?
And the courage it's taken him to stand up. You know, he had gotten a little weak from sitting. Your hips get weak.
Sure.
This is one of the things that happens to people. Their hips get weak. Lower back gets weak if they sit too long. So our goal is to get people up as quickly as possible. So a lot of times in the industry, some people say, oh, you need to wait a year. And others will say, well, you know, they're too weak. They're never going to get up. And this was a candidate, a person, even when we saw him in the rehab center, we kind of were like, I don't know that he'll ever stand up. But we're going to give him a try. And so to see him stand up last week with both legs on and take some steps and to see the joy in his face, those are the moments that are just so rewarding.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
Talk me through the process just a little bit of I'm just thinking of someone who may be listening to this podcast. How do they go about this process?
So we do a free consultation. Just come in, talk to us. We try to make it very easy. We kind of keep our model as mom and pop in a sense. Come in, have a cup of coffee, see if it's something you want to do or not. There's
so
no pressure.
A doctor's referral is not required?
Not required.
Okay.
We do all the paperwork. So if they decide to move forward, we'll do all the paperwork with the doctor.
Okay.
Okay, so we try to keep it just not intimidating at all and really easy for them. If they decide they're going to move forward, then I start working on the paperwork with the doctor, and I'll send the doctor over what we need and get all that in place for them. And then we have Catherine in our office, who originally was from France, and she has a lovely French accent, and she is just a delightful person. So she'll start working on the insurance end of things.
Okay, so insurance does cover.
So most insurance will cover. I mean, not most. They'll cover if we have cause, you know, if the person's qualified. And then we take a cast. So the industry's kind of changed that, what we see on TV a lot of times is the really cool prosthetic knees and the prosthetic feet that have come out. And most people will focus on that on like commercials, or you'll see Dances with Stars. There was somebody on there with the feet and
right.
all.
I know
okay.
what you're talking
yeah.
about.
But when it comes down to it, it's still the socket that has to fit. So my husband will often say to somebody, how many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not very many. So if your socket, if the part that contains the limb is not comfortable, and does not support you confidently, then you tend to not walk on it. Amputees just don't walk on them. They'll put them in the closet or, you know, and that's it. Most people in the industry now will use scanners or take measurements, and they ship it off to a central fabrication, whether it's a central office that they have. Maybe they have 8-9 facilities around Arkansas. They send it to their facility in Little Rock, and then the people in Little Rock build it for them. So we still do everything hands-on here in Hot Springs, okay?
Awesome.
And we still take a cast. So it's a little messier. You know, you got plaster going everywhere. But Michael is committed to his hands, feeling the limb, feeling where the muscles are, feeling where the bones are, indicating that, shaping it. And then he, in the lab, we pour the cast full of plaster, and we make a model of the person's leg or limb.
And that ensures that you're not having that rock in the shoe feeling, right?
Right. So you don't want it to slide. You don't want it to be slipping up and down. And you can't have it too tight in some places. Mostly you really want to have what's called total contact. So you want the skin to be touching it every place. If not, fluid will build up and that will lead to infections. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's easier to fit somebody with a big empty space at the bottom, right? They don't hurt, they stand on it. But the problem with that is that the fluids are going to fill up and eventually they'll get infection and they'll break down. So total contact is a little harder to get because you have to pretty much have a perfect fit. And the only way that we know to do that is by the casting material, you know, really casting it and shaping it. And then we do some modification of that plaster model. Again, he decides where to put the pressure, the weight. So you want the weight on the muscles, not the bones. We've had a couple young gentlemen recently who were accidents. One was a motorcycle, one was a boating accident, and had lost their leg. And the difference is from accidents versus somebody like a diabetic where there's it could be planned, right. Okay, right. Is that accidents often sever the leg with no padding, no tissue left, no muscle left around it. So you're really dealing with a bony, you know, prominent bone. It's where if somebody is going to go in for planned surgery, whether it's vascular or diabetic, which is a lot of patients, the surgeon has time to take that extra muscle and pad it around the bone. Okay. A good surgeon will pad that.
That makes sense.
So one of the things that Michael will do in the bony with a bony prominence is he'll actually cut out a place in the mold to lock that bone in. Otherwise, when they step down, that bone tends to move, and that can be very painful for people. So there's just a lot of little things that Michael's gotten good at over the years.
And obviously his own experiences, right? He understands that on a different level. How long does that process take?
To build the prosthesis? The paperwork takes longer than anything.
Of course. yes.
So we literally can build one in a day. Our lab is here. We have a really good lab. We got lucky when we first were opening our lab here. We went to a show in Boston, a prosthetic show in Boston. And they had a floor model of all their equipment of Ottobock, which is top German company for your prosthetic equipment. And they had the floor model out there, and we negotiated with them to buy the floor models. We got a really good price on it, but we have good equipment as a result. But that's kind of what led us to doing, we talked about the apartment. We ended up putting an apartment in.
Right, so you say for perhaps out-of-state patients who are coming in, you actually have an apartment on site there that they can stay in.
So when a patient finds somebody who can build them a prosthesis that they can walk on, they will stay with you for life. I mean, they're just not going to go someplace else.
Yeah.
And so we had, for example, this is just one example, a younger gentleman who's married to a traveling nurse. And so he came and got his first leg with us, prosthetic leg, and then he went off to Washington, D.C., and walked all over the city and loved his leg. And so he just recently came back and got his second prosthesis with us. Because they were traveling, she's a traveling nurse and he resides in Texas, he actually came and stayed at the apartment for about 2 days and we worked with him to build him a prosthesis and get him on the road again.
So it sounds like once you get the insurance and the paperwork and everything in place, the actual making of the prosthesis, I even have a hard time saying
it's
it,
a
you
hard
know,
word.
Yeah. The making of it is not a very long process once it gets started.
No, we can, it depends, you know, no, it's really a day or two.
Awesome.
It depends on how many you have, you know, if you have several that you're working on, then you're kind of rotating them in and out, but yes.
Do you feel like we've covered most everything, the major points?
Yeah, supply chain's a big thing right now, getting some materials in, so, you know, we're well equipped with that. It's been an issue for some facilities, and so we've gotten stocked up and prepared.
That's smart. Yeah. Well, what amazing work you guys are doing there. Tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get in touch with you, and are you on social media, all of those platforms?
We have a website, Motility Prosthetics. We're working on our Facebook again, it's just me. The easiest thing is just to call or go through the website. The phone number is 501-620-4800. And our main location is by Cash Saver Grocery Store and Popeye's Chicken. We're in the old Paul Hogue Attorney Building up on the hill, the brick building. We've also recently opened a place by near Fountain Lake. So it's just a garage. And people have told us, you can't do a prosthetic facility, medical facility in a garage. And I'm like, why not? Because you open the garage door and we're right there. There's no obstacles. Amputees really view the world as to what obstacles do I have to overcome.
Right.
And so that's a new one. And we're trying to target a little bit more in the village.
I love that idea. Yeah. That's great. Is there an age range? Do you do children and...
No, we'll do them all. Yeah. So Michael's worked with a lot with children. He's even done some horses, and he did a flamingo in Springfield, Missouri. Their mascot at the zoo was a flamingo, and he did a prosthetic leg for the flamingo. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, so we can work. And to tell you the truth, we just did a couple hips. A lot of facilities don't like to do hips. They're complicated, and a lot of people don't walk on them. But we have a young woman that we actually will be delivering this week. A hip up in Missouri. We have an office in Missouri as well. Basically, what happened after we moved here is patients in Missouri started calling them,
right?
Begging
because
him
they
to come
were
back.
Like, "We know we need you." Yeah. Yes.
So we have a facility up there as well. But
wow, amazing work that you guys are doing at Motility MLK here in Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, such incredible work. And definitely want to get the word out there that here in Hot Springs, we have this amazing, facility. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.